This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Broadcasting 2 hours a day, Monday through Friday, right here on Genesis Communications Network. I don't think we're going to be taking calls today, so no need to pick up that phone to dial. But you certainly can listen, 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. That's telephone listen line. Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. And Joey has taken the time today to join us. Rich Sheban is hard at work today. He's fine. He'll be back with us on next week. Welcome, Joey.
Good morning, Vince. Morning, class. So what are we talking about today, Vince? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Well, I wanted to tell you a couple stories. So I was having lunch with our son, and that was yesterday. And our son had he's in his mid-20s, never been married, and he's a farm boy. He's gone to school. He learned about agriculture, and that's what he wants to do. And he likes working on mechanical and electrical things. He likes working on plumbing, and so he's a hands-on guy. He'd been dating a girl for about 5 years, and steadily dating her, and all of a sudden, he finds himself on the street. So she decided that, you know, they were no longer an item. And so he dusted himself off. And he went on a date. First date since the big exodus. And so we were having lunch, Mrs. Fennelli and I and he yesterday. And so, Dad, and the gal is a couple years younger, just a couple years younger. And she was homeschooled. And she had a choice to go to the university or help her parents in the family business. And she thought she would help her parents in the family business. So I'm learning all this, and I'm thinking, this is great. Yeah, it sounds like a hardworking gal, someone who is willing to lift the other end of the board, you know, and help our son. And so I said, so tell me, what did you guys talk about, and what did she say that you found interesting, really interesting? And he kind of smiled and smiled. And I thought, this ought to be good. So he said, well, you know, she has been babysitting for years, these friends of the family, years. And something happened, and there was these people she was babysitting for did something mean to her family. And so she was babysitting recently, the children, and the parents called up late and said, we're going to be late, but here's when we'll be there, you know. So she said to the children, she smiled and said, you know, she's kind of frosted that not only was she fulfilling her obligation to these mean people, and now they're sticking it to her by keeping her up late, by extending the time that she'll be taking care of these children who aren't hers. So she smiled and she said, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a new game tonight. We're going to race around the house as fast as we can, because your parents are going to be here soon. We're going to race around and race around. And then, just before the parents got there, she gave them soda. And then, and then when the parents got there, she said, okay, they're ready for bed now. Now, Joey, I thought, gosh, I like this girl already. What do you think, based on just that?
Well, and I'm assuming, Vince, they didn't text each other the conversation. They sat there like two normal people that you and I are accustomed to dealing with and talking to, and had a great conversation. It wasn't like they're on their phone, because they didn't know how to speak to each other. No, so that was the first plus, that they actually would speak. And then your story is priceless. I mean, you just got to love it. And it's sad that no other people think that way.
Well, and it gets a little better, because our son's former girlfriend had a brother, and he was like 10 years old. And this guy had to be the center of attention. Would whine a lot, cry a lot, come over, hit our son, run up to him, hit and run. I mean, literally hit and run, that kind of stuff. It was just not so pleasant to be around him. So I said to our son, he started kind of laughing. And I said, what's the story? He said, well, you know, I used to, when we would babysit him, I used to keep a can of Mountain Dew in the refrigerator just before we sent him home. Hysterical. So the two of them, our son and his new date, have practiced the same approach with these out of control situations. So I thought that was absolutely hysterical. And he told me, you know, a little bit about the date, and he said that they went out to eat, and the waitress came up to her and said, you know, may I take your drink order? And she said, she thought about it and thought about it and thought about it. She said, may I have an iced tea? And she looked at our son as if, is that okay? And he kind of smiled and said, sure. And then when she ordered exactly the same thing he did. I mean, this all sounded pretty good, right? And then they went to, they were going to go play putt-putt golf. There was a lot of people there. And our son said, how do you feel about people? She said, no. How about we don't? So they went to a garden, and they walked through a garden and looked at, you know, horticulture. This is unusual. For today, this is really, really unusual. So I can't wait to meet this gal, because she sounds like she's right up our alley. And I just wanted to make sure that I got your blessing, Joe.
Oh, I'm excited for John that he could find a girl like that in this world. And, you know, the beauty of your story is when the other intellectual he was going out with, when she opens her eyes and realizes what she walked from, what a surprise she's going to get. But maybe she's into that drool running out of somebody's mouth when they're talking to him. I mean, that's what's out there today. A lot of drool-ridden people. Sad. Just very sad. So it looks very promising.
So yesterday, I came back from the big city, and I wanted to stop at the junk stores. And, you know, I kind of like going to the junk stores, because they have things that people don't want that are good compared to the junk that's sold brand new today in, you know, J.C. Penney or Home Depot or, you know, a lot of places. So there are a lot of things that are available in the junk stores that I like. And for those who are addicted to movies, heck, you can get movies there inexpensively. I'm talking about DVDs. And some people actually even buy books there, like I do. So I was in line checking out with our son, and I looked at him and I looked like I was going to get sick. I felt like I was going to get sick. And he looked at what I was looking at, and I was like, "Oh man, this is awful." What was it? Well, it was this middle-aged gal. Looked like she was part of the layoff of the Mustang Ranch 10 years ago, and so looked like she moved over in Nevada and got a job somewhere in Las Vegas, and she's all brown from the sun, and she's like overweight, and she had enough time to eat. That's for sure. But she didn't have enough time to get all the tattoos done. So the tattoos are like 1.5 arms worth. I mean, down to her wrists, all over her neck, her back. I mean, she wore this low-cut thing in the back to make sure that everybody saw how much she spent on these tattoos. Her legs, she had shorts on. And it was really revolting to me. And I got up to, it was my turn to pay for this, the one item that I bought, the little item. And it was this bright, bubbly, middle-aged gal. And she said, "What a great day." I said, "Yeah, I thought I saw everything, but now I have." She said, "What do you mean?" And I said, so I kind of look over there. She said, "Oh, honey, that's nothing. You ought to come here Friday and Saturday night. Bring your camera." She said, "You won't believe it." And she said, "Tell you what. One day, this couple went into the changing room. So if you go to the Goodwill store, they have a room where you can try on, you know, all the clothes that they sell." She said, "You know, this couple went in there, and you know, they thought that changing room was soundproof. Can you imagine?" So here we have the dregs of society. And you can see it in living color. You can see it. I even saw it at in an elevator in Springfield yesterday. Two gals get out of the car, and one of them has these, we used to call them clam diggers. They're like pants that come up to mid-calf. So if you're walking around digging for clams in the ocean, in the beach, in your bare feet, you won't get your pants wet. Well, she had equivalent of those on, but in blue jeans, really tight, and they were cut with slits going across the leg, not up and down, but across the leg, a whole bunch of them. So somebody took some scissors or a stone or a knife, and started the shredding process of these clam digger type blue jeans. And so this overweight gal is leaking out of these cuts in the clam diggers. I don't think people realize how disgusting they look when they masquerade like this. Do you see this in your neck of the woods, Joe?
All over, especially at a Walmart. In fact, Walmart is a very, very sad place to go to.
I think they have a contest. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We've got some of the brightest people on the planet in our class, and I want to thank a few of them for the nice comments that you've made. So I want to thank Steve Stern, Robbie D., Hiram Beck's Books, Tech TV, James Billington, Brenda Whitman, Truth Serum, InfoWars Censored 1776, and Crazy Coyote. Thank you so much for the kind words that you've posted on the internet about us here at USA Prepares, your faculty. Very, very kind of you. And we appreciate it. We really appreciate it. And, you know, even those who don't necessarily like what we have to say are addicted to what we're saying because they find that they learn so much because we talk about things that, well, frankly, aren't discussed other places. And in that line of thinking, I'd like to mention that Dr. Richard Allen Miller will be with us on Thursday. And we're going to be talking about, well, we've never talked about forensic assemblies and metacommittee harmonics, but on Thursday, we plan on going in depth so that you'll learn about the Thulean pretext and other things. So you may want to stay tuned to that. We'll even be talking about triacs and LC circuits and specifically since the advent of the tantalum polarity capacitors. And the moon landing. So that's Thursday. You may want to check in and see what Rick has to say because he's going to be dispensing a lexicon that is just out of this world. Joe, you mentioned Walmart. Is there something specific that you want to say about that?
Well, let's think about this girl you were describing, this prize-winning, I refer to him as an inland-bearing sea mammal. And let's just look at, because she obviously thought she was real hottie, and she's not even aware of her own appearance, let alone the surround, the economy, the people, the crazy people that everybody sees. So when you start to look at that, how can you expect people to prepare, think about preparing, or even looking into the future when they can't even look in the mirror and see, even they distort what they see in the mirror? You know, and you think about that, and then we use that word integrity, and I'm curious, you know, because you always talk about honor and integrity, and let's look at the word integrity. What does integrity mean today versus even what it meant a year ago? How has it changed in your mind's eye? And what will integrity, what will that word look like if things collapse, if the food runs scarce? What will change? I mean, integrity is integrity regardless, but, you know, it's funny how things are buffered. And, I mean, your tolerance as well as mine are greatly, greatly stressed with the ignorant, stupid people. I mean, there's a lot of great people out there to bump into over a week's time, but there are just plain ignorant, stupid people. You can't even imagine how they could be in a vehicle, let alone drive the vehicle, pay for a vehicle, or do anything. So that must be all public assistance that helps support their lifestyle. But do you have any idea what you would say today, looking today out the window, the word integrity, how what it means to you versus what it meant a year or two ago, or even when you grew up, versus what it could look like a year or two from now if people were starving in the street?
All right. I've got an answer for you. So to me, integrity means honor, ethics, character, virtue, decency, fairness. That's what it means to me. It means living up to your word. It means doing the right thing. It means being what Boy Scouts were taught to be: kind, brave, reverent, you know, those kinds of things. Nice, polite, endearing. It's changed. It's changed, and it's changed, in my opinion, as a result of what Bill Gates has done, what Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg has done, and what Apple Computer has done with the iPhone. And we've turned into me. The heck with everybody else. It's all about me. And I'm going to give you an example of that. I'm going into a break, but I want to give you an example. Now, this might offend some people, because I'm going to talk about a group of people and what has happened. We'll be right back.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Democrats will vote today on a resolution condemning President Trump's tweets targeting four congresswomen of color. The president tweeting the four representatives should go back to their own countries if they're not happy here. And he stood behind the tweets yesterday during some questions and answers in the White House Rose Garden.
Oklahoma Republican Congressman Tom Cole says this resolution won't help.
If you think that's going to create bipartisan support, my view, it will not. And I say that as somebody who has been critical, extremely critical, of the president's statement.
Downgraded to a tropical rainstorm, Barry still threatens parts of the U.S. with heavy rain and flooding. Today, it's expected to affect the mid-Mississippi and lower Ohio valleys. Tomorrow, it'll dump rain on parts of the upper Ohio valley. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So Joey's with us, and he asked me a question about integrity, and has it changed over the years? And yeah, it really has. And so I have a couple examples. So there are many times when I need to buy something, and I don't buy it new, I buy it used. So I'll go on the internet, for example, Craigslist or something like that, and I will look for a piece of farm equipment. And I will call the person up, and I'll say, hi, my name is Vincent, and I'm calling about such and such. Is now a good time or not? The person will say, usually, yeah, no, it's fine. It's a good time, okay. Because I don't want to interrupt them. And then I'll say, I read the ad. Can you tell me a little bit more about it? which means I already read. You don't have to tell me what the ad says because I know that. And I don't want to waste their time. And can they tell me anything additional? And then there'll be a little bit of discussion. Now, if I decide I'm interested in it, I will say something like this. Okay, I'm serious about coming out there. And what would be a good time? Will tomorrow work for you? And can it be around? And typically it's usually an hour or two away, each way. And I'll say something like, well, how about 2 o'clock? Will that work for you? Because I'll have to get my truck loaded with the trailer. And they'll say yes or no. And they'll say they say yes. I'll say, okay, I will be there. And what I'll do is, if you'll hold it for me, I will be there. But if you can't hold it, I understand. But I won't be coming if you can't hold it. Okay? So I'm not going to race there and try to, you know, to show up and make a 4-hour round trip if someone else is going to be, if they're going to sell it out from under me. So we work out that they're going to hold it for me. And I say, I will be there. And what I'll do is I'll call you when I'm leaving the farmhouse. I'll call you when I'm about halfway through. Or I won't call, but somebody, I'll have somebody call. And I'll have someone else call when we're just a couple minutes away. Simple as that. That's what I mean by integrity. Actually following through. Actually showing up, okay? Well, here's another story. So we cut some hay for a neighbor. And as a result of cutting the hay and using our equipment and our fuel and so forth, we get about half of it. Actually, exactly half. So this group of people who ride around in these black buggies are friends of the people we cut the hay for. And they said that we'd like to buy that hay. Now, the hay was currently selling for, at rotten, lousy hay, $65 a bale last year. And typically more like $80 a bale would be more in line with the current price. $100 would be, you know, but a lot of people were asking. So the owner of the hay says, we'll do it for $40, like half price. And the guy who rides around in these black buggies, I'm talking about horse-drawn, says, I'll take it all. So they agree on the guy buying it all. Then later on, the guy says, the buyer says, I'm not going to buy the rest of it because it's not as good as I thought it was. Now, that is a lack of integrity. Now, was the hay good? Absolutely. It was tremendously good quality hay. Some of the best we cut last year. It was really good. And it was half price. And that is a lack of integrity. Because then what happened is this woman got stuck with the hay, the seller. And it's still there. And now it's worth maybe $10 because it's been rained on. And it's last year's hay. So what do you do with situations like that? I used to be a slow learner. Now I learn really fast. Joe, I don't deal with people like that.
Nope. And it's funny you brought hay up because I wanted to ask you, you know, when you bale a bale of hay, what does a bale weigh? How much? What does that weigh?
Plus or minus 10% weighs 1,000 pounds.
And how many of those bales does it take to feed, we'll call it a feeder calf? And a feeder calf is what, 200-300 pounds to start with, and you have to feed it up to, what, 1,000 pounds, 1,100 pounds at the market? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how many bales will it take to eat that, or how many bales will it take the cow to eat to get them to the 1,000-pound range?
Okay, on average, a cow consumes about 30 gallons of water a day and 30 pounds of hay a day.
So he basically eats one bale
a month.
So I guess if a bale of hay is $30 a bale and you have to feed that cow 10 months, we'll just say 10 months, that's $300. Mm-hmm. But now the hay is $60 a bale, that's $600. Now if the hay goes to $120 or $140 because of some areas don't have a drought, but they have a flood. So you could easily, your cost of your cow could go up, what, 300%?
That's right.
And what does that mean in the grocery store? Because most people, you know, that even listen to your show, they hear you talk about farming, but do they know what that means? Do they know what it takes to produce that bale of hay, the equipment, the fixes, the breakdowns? You know, you don't just have an opportunity. Like, you're going on a vacation, you're going whether it rains or shines. But when you're cutting hay, you're only cutting hay when it shines. And your whole world stops, and you create an envelope and an opportunity. That's why, what's that phrase? Go cut hay when the sun's shining. So, you know, trying to justify, now some of this hay you cut 50 miles from home. See, you got to carry a bale of hay that weighs 1,000 pounds, and you can only legally carry so many bales on a trailer. So to go on 50 miles one way in a truck is an hour, and that's not load time and unload time. Probably takes at least another hour to load and secure the load, and then another hour to unload it. So right away, you've got 4 hours of time into 12 bales of hay. And what does that mean? That means you just doubled, unless your wages are free, but your truck still costs the same to operate, whether you work for free or you don't. And it still costs the same amount of money to fix, and fuel and oil changes and tires and, you know, the miscellaneous stuff you talk about. So people don't really get what's coming around the corner. If they look at anything, and when I say anything, if outside of mainstream that tells you there's really not a problem with the crops, but realistically, when you drive around, unless you can't see because you have a white cane and dark glasses, you would know that it doesn't matter which field you see, you know, to see corn that's, 5 inches tall this time of the year is not totally, it's totally unheard of, unless it's going for silage. So what are people, because they don't think, because we're back to the inland bearing sea mammal at the good stores, the Walmarts, the junk stores, they have no perception of reality. And then that goes to hand in hand to what would it take for you to turn your back on your family or friends? What would it take? Because you have people, I know people, I should refer to it. I have friends that I think the world of, but they have no problem going on vacation. They have no problem enjoying every day like it's the last day on earth. Yet, I don't tend to live that way. I mean, for me, a luxury is buying, it doesn't even matter what it is. It could be a new tool, it could be a lot of things. But I base my world on trying to improve where I was the day before. And if I can find something to make my job easier, I will do that. And a vacation isn't as important. You know, my idea of a vacation is going to talk to friends or relatives I haven't seen in a while. So my question, my thought pattern, it's not even a question. I'm throwing it out there. How it disseminates will be up to the interpretation of who's listening. What will it take that you made sacrifices, and at what point, let's just say food. Say food triples in price over the next year. And this all leads towards something I'm going to talk about, or at least bring up, because I don't know anything about it. But I want to propose it and throw it out there for people to see how bad it could possibly get over a simple thing like weather anomalies and food. I mean, just because people planting some fields because it dried up doesn't necessarily mean, and even though it's really hot right now, doesn't necessarily mean the crop will ever mature. It may get hit by a freeze, a frost, I mean an ice storm, a hail storm. It'll cripple the crop. And it doesn't matter that it looked like you were going to have a great crop. All that matters is, at the time of harvest, was there a crop? And was it average, below average, or above average? Really? I mean, you've been cutting some hay right now, and you're really excited because you've gotten some better cuts over last year, because last year was a drought. But just because you have it doesn't necessarily mean there's a second cutting, because some drastic weather change will occur, a drought or too much rain, and you won't even pick any more hay this year. So how do do you explain, you're really good with the detail to try to break it down to people that really don't think. And I don't say that to be rude. They just don't think. They don't know how to think because their phone thinks for them. The television thinks for them. You know, their Facebook or Twitter page thinks for them because they just know nobody would lie to them, right? So how would you expand on that?
Yeah, I'm looking out the studio window at our orchard. And, over 10 years ago, the family planted an orchard, some peach trees, pear trees, apple trees. We have some fig trees against the house where they're protected. And the peach tree was unbelievable. The pear tree, magnificent. And all of a sudden, we had a frost. And now, the most magnificent tree, fruit tree, in our orchard, looks like a weeping willow. It was destroyed by just one frost anomaly. One. So, yes, that's what happens. And what is that? Oh, 10 years worth of work. Farming is, they say, it's either too much rain or not enough rain. That's what farmers say. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. It's also too much cold, too much heat. It's tough. It's tough on the animals. And then you have people who work for the government, like the soil and water conservation people. And they're in every county in the country. Then you have the USDA. They work together with Soil and Water Conservation, USDA. And they have convinced farmers into, you know, let's keep those cows out of those streams. Let's keep the cows out of the ponds. First, they used to encourage you to make ponds. They would pay 90%. The G-men would pay 90% of the cost of digging a pond on your property. Now they want the cows out of the water. They want them fenced out. They want them fenced out of the streams, fenced out of the woods. Now, cows are smart enough to know that when it's hot, the best place to be is in the shade or go for a swim. But the government won't let them do it. I'll tell you why when we come back.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Joey's with us in Michigan, and we're talking about integrity, and we're talking about what is happening to the farmer. And so here's the continuation of my answer. So the Soil and Water Conservation District and the U.S. Department of Agriculture have offices in every county in every state of the United States of America, and they have what's called programs. I mentioned this before, and one of the things that they've encouraged people to do in the past was to build ponds. Well, they stopped doing that. But they would say, well, you know, if you want to build a pond, we'll help you figure out where it is, and we'll pay 90%. So $9 out of $10 going into these multi-thousand-dollar excavation projects, the government will pay for. Where does that come from? Well, that comes from you. You get to overpay through taxes, sales taxes, in your state if you have state sales tax. And that money is taken from you at gunpoint when you buy things, and it's given to farmers. Not all farmers, only the farmers who are in bed with the government. Only those families who are connected to the employees of the Soil and Water Conservation District and the USDA, because the other farmers don't know about these great deals. So the latest one that's been going on for at least 15 years now is they will pay 75% to drill wells on your farm. Because, heck, if you can keep the cows out of the woods, and you can keep the cows out of the streams, and you can keep the cows out of the wetlands, which the government wants you to do, they will pay three-quarters of the cost to drill wells and run pipe underground and put in these expensive cattle watering systems. How much and fencing, because you have to fence the cows out of the woods. So how much could this cost for a typical farm? I don't know, $30,000? $30,000 per farm. And those guys came over here. And I said, so what do you guys, what would you do when we first bought this farm? They had this thing so cut up, I couldn't even get a motorcycle or a dirt bike across the farm. It'd be so cut up. So I wouldn't deal with those guys. And by the way, they, once you do this, you have to maintain whatever you put in for 10 years, and they have a 24/7, 365 contract with you so they can come look at your farm whenever they want. You got to be crazy to do this. Well, even the animals know it's crazy to do it. Because if you look at the farms today, you will see the farms who have done this. You'll see the wells out in the field. You'll see the cattle waters out in the field. And you'll see fencing. And all the cows are standing out in the hot sun. The wet weather, the freezing weather, the snow, the hail. There's no place for them to go because they're fenced into the open fields. So what does all this mean, and how does it relate to Joey's question? What it means is that when you combine that with the weather anomalies, we're having animal die-off. They can't take the heat. They can't take the cold. They can't get in the shade. They can't get out of the wind because they've been fenced out from all their natural environment. So what's happening is farmers, with the cost of the inputs going up, as Joey mentioned, 3X, they're throwing in the towel. They're giving up. And the millennials have no intention, for the most part, of becoming farmers. Why? Because way harder than pushing buttons. It's way harder. So most millennials, the vast majority, the overwhelming majority, almost all millennials have no interest in becoming a farmer. So guys like me in our late 60s, we're not going to be around forever. So like, you guys like hamburgers? You like steaks? Good luck. Because who's going to do it? Who is going to do it?
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Those people that come out, those intellectual people from government agencies that are supervising and giving all this knowledge, I'm pretty sure they're textbook geniuses. I'm pretty sure 95% of them have never been on a farm, grew up on a farm, have any idea actually how a farm works. Is that fair?
Well, some do, but I gave a practical test to one of them. I pulled out some grass in my hand, and I said, "What kind of grass is this?" "Well, I don't know." I don't know.
Well,
so here's a guy. And now, these guys teach about grass. They even have schools. You can go to, and you can pay, I don't know, maybe it's $100 now for a class on grasses and what grasses to grow and how it works. And you would think that from the university, there are plenty of people in agriculture that can talk about grasses and cover crops and soil conditions and pH and fertility and the weather and what grows best in their neck of the woods because they live there. And it's really hard to nail these guys down to specifics. So, for example, if you said, come on out, I want you to look at this field. You've lived here for a long time. Tell me what kind of grass I should grow. It'd be real tough for them to do that. And they'd probably tell you it's not what they do. So I'm not sure what they do, except occupy time, space,
and
cost money. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we'll be back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. I want to mention something about some new vehicles and why you should never buy one. You will be trapped if you buy a new vehicle. And I'm not kidding. Joey and I'll be right back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.